Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Some sure should heal, you can take away.
Psychic intuitive spirit medium. I'm an RN, an LNC, a legal nurse consultant, a life coach, and a counselor. I love everything I do, especially the psychic intuitive medium, but all the rest kind of filters right in there too. So I am just happy always, and I am happy to be on the show. I do readings and I do counseling on the outside of my show. And you can get a hold of me at www.bonniealbersonair.com. There's a contact box there. You can read my bio. I haven't updated my bio, but I'm going to try to get Lou to update my bio. He's the one that put the website up. And because now I'm a columnist. So I'm a columnist for a fabulous psychic magazine called PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It is so well run, so well written, and it's got the most fabulous, cool interviews and people teaching herbology, cosmology, angel cards. You have tarot in there. But I'm Ask Bonnie. Oh, my goodness. I grew up reading Dear Abby, and now I'm Ask Bonnie, one of my true passions. So if you want to be on or be in the magazine by asking me a question, we don't use names, excuse me, and just go to the contact page. If you download the magazine, it is a free magazine, go to contact. Jerry Humphreys is the CEO. He's been a guest here. He's really not a guest. He's a standard figure, but he's just, you know, when we can put him on, we do. He's super cool. He rocks every Claire you can imagine. And if you just write him and write your question for Ask Bonnie, you'll be in one of the editions to the magazine. It's published every, I think it's quarterly right now. And I am so amazed and blown away with some of the questions that actually come through. So please go to that magazine site and write me. So today, I am so excited. Before I get to the phone lines, you know I pulled my flower therapy deck cards. And, you know, it is crazy because what I am going to get into next about talking about came up in the flower therapy deck. So I know there's people out there listening and on the lines that will understand, because I feel when Spirit helps me pull these cards, they tell me where to go. And it is for somebody here, if not for everybody in a certain way. But let me just tell you, next week coming up, because it's wrap up your week, Monday I will be here 9 to 10 or 10:30. It is Wake Up World with Bonnie. It's the day before my birthday. And so I'm going, my sister, who is also psychic, is taking me out for lunch. Oh, she's already bought me the coolest bracelet by Alex and Ani, who is a spiritual, oh my goodness, I'm thinking it's just jewelry, kind of like these bracelets that have these things hanging, and they say things. When I went into the store, they are so spirit-minded, these people, Alex and Ani, it's amazing. She got me Horus, the Eye of Horus, and it's for protection and psychic sight, and oh my goodness. They have the lotus flower. They have Buddha. I mean, they have everything. It is the coolest brand, and it's not expensive. It's made from recycled metal. So it comes in the silver. It comes in like a brass. It comes in, you know, different, you know, patterns. And I'm just blown away. She also got me the sister bracelet. So I want to thank Heidi on air for my fabulous, fabulous gift. But if anybody checks that out, it's called Alex and Ani, and the Eye of Horus is what I got for my birthday. Anyway, she's taking me to a little small town in Mount Dora, and I'm really excited because Tuesday is my birthday, and she works. And Tuesday, we'll be singing Happy Birthday to Me and bringing it in with Mervyn Bolivar. I love Mervyn. That's why I put him on my birthday. Him and Jerry will be rocking this week, I hope, because it's my birthday week. Anyway, Mervyn is a UK spirit medium. He brings right through all of the peeps that you're looking for. And guess what? It's my birthday, so we'll see who shows up for me. Of course, I can see them. I've had some crazy energies here in the last week, and I can't wait to see what he rocks. Anyway, today, because that's a countdown to my birthday, you're all going to hear the birthday song. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Yay! Anyway, what's really funny about my birthday, and I'll get to the cards, is I'm really picky about my birthday cake. Because I only have it once a year, of course. I mean, of course, I celebrate it all month, but I only have the birthday cake once a year, and it has to be special. It has to be delicious. It has to be what I want, and people know, don't buy Bonnie a birthday cake unless it is the birthday cake from the place or bake the way she wants. It is crazy. So for always on my birthday, I either make my own birthday cake, or, you know, one of my family members do, or the only other birthday cake I really want is from Publix Bakery. So I don't know how many people, if you have Publix, but I love their vanilla, or they have amazing cakes, but it is so good that the once a year that I get birthday cakes, I have to have it. I used to do chocolate vanilla, but I don't know what happened to me in my younger, older years. It's vanilla. So everyone, that is what's going to happen on Tuesday, my birthday. And today, because it is not quite my birthday, although I feel it's my birthday every day, I pulled some flower therapy cards for you, and I pulled life lesson cards. And it's so crazy how they usually always are symbiotic to each other. I mean, I've never seen cards pulled randomly. Well, of course, Spirit tells me how to pull them. And they all have beautiful, sparkling, wonderful messages for all of us, for anybody here that needs this lesson and these cards, because that's what it is. I pull them for the show today. So the flower therapy deck, the first card they told me to pull, I'm going to go to the bottom card first. They told me to pull the first card, and they gave me a number, and that was past life healing. OMG, it's the forget-me-not. I have so much to talk about with that, because that was my next thing that I was going to go into for the next couple weeks, is past life healing, past life soulmates, soul friends, soul pets. And then they told me to look at the bottom of the deck, and this is beautiful. Well, the past life healing are beautiful white blue with a white and yellow center. They're the forget-me-nots, and I'll get to that card in a minute. But become the true you. It's the Warata. That's the name of the flower. And it is bright, ready pink. Show the world who you are, really are, and what you were born to do. So I am going to read the first card that I pulled, because then when you hear what the meaning of this one is, you're going to laugh and say, OMG, this is amazing. That these are from two different decks, pulled two different ways, and they so connect. So the past life healing, forget-me-nots. I mean, isn't that cool that they put the forget-me-not as the past life healing? Because forget-me-not means we've never forgotten our past lives and anybody in those past lives. This situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past and you bring healing into the present. Past life issues are responsible for your current circumstances. It's so funny because I had a client yesterday that called and totally past life issues that were knocking on the door in this life a few times. Unless you clear the energy and learn the lessons involved, you're destined to continue the same cycle. Forget-me-nots and Archangel Raziel are useful in this situation. The flowers help restore balance throughout your life and heal old trauma. So everyone, if you can envision the forget-me-not. While Archangel Raziel's guides you to remember your past lives during meditation and in dreams, you can carry around pictures of the forget-me-not and place them under your pillow. Call upon Raziel by saying, Archangel Raziel, please help me remember my past so that I may work through the lessons involved. I love this. And I'm going to talk to you after I read the card. The card acknowledges that there have been times when you've been hurt, taken advantage of, taken for granted, or used or abused. We grew strong and pulled yourself out of this unhealthy situation. However, your mind tends to get stuck in the past. It's time to take the lessons from the experiences and leave the emotions and negativity behind where they belong. Your future relationships and interactions will be balanced, an equal exchange of giving and receiving. You deserve to be loved just as much as you give love. OMG. Pay close attention to your dreams. You're healing from past trauma. You have strong connection to the stars and other planets. And so what this is saying is all of our, really, we bring our life lessons. We come here to learn life lessons and to work on them. So we bring pieces of our past lives. We just don't fully remember them. But our whole spirit and our soul is made up of energy from past, present, and future. And so we bring with us pieces of the past. And so if you can remember or get into past life healing, you will see a lot of trauma, a lot of phobias, a lot of relationship issues start to walk and dwindle away because the pattern keeps being repeated until we are actually able to cut those ties, to reverse our brain pattern, to think differently, to heal, and to move on. It was funny because I had a client, and she was a wonderful lady, and she kept saying that she kept seeing the pattern coming in her love life and in her business, and every time it was a cycle. And I laughed because this is the exact card that I needed for her yesterday, because it won't stop. Spirit hits you with the same, if this is a life lesson for you, and you are supposed to move on, learn, and heal. You can't move on, learn, and heal until you know what you're doing. And when you see the pattern, you've got to find how to break it. Otherwise, if you continue on that same Ferris wheel, is what I called it, it just goes round and round and round, and you're just going to keep doing and being hit with the same situations. So everyone, this is a great card. Heal from your past lives. Learn the lessons. See what's going on. And if you can see a pattern, you know that, and it keeps happening, and it's not a positive pattern, we've got to break those issues. The next card I pulled was Become the True You. Again, it's the Waratah. Show the world who you really are and what you were born to do. I love this card because that's exactly what I did. So when you become the true you, we're each born with an important purpose. To uncover it, we need only look at our natural interests. Hobbies are often a reflection of our innate drive to complete our life's mission. I love this. How many of you dabble in, of course, metaphysics, or really have other jobs, but your heart cries out for tarot or astrology or crystals or Reiki or pet communication? Any hobbies are really from past life, lives that maybe you actually did this or you want to learn this. So often, and hobbies could be car racing. Maybe in a past life you helped develop the car. So you have to look and see what your hobbies are. That's part of the lessons you came here to learn and to complete. Oftentimes, there are ways to follow your passion while still paying the bills and taking care of your responsibilities. The angels urge you to step into the path you were born to walk. It's time for you to accept your authentic self. By doing so, you heal yourself and others and the planet. Remember that God makes no mistakes. You are born with the perfect emotions, sensitivities, sexuality, beliefs, and passions. Please don't judge yourself for who you are. You're a very important and beautiful person. That's totally a me card. Become the true you. That doesn't mean I know people say, okay, well, if I become the true me, nobody will accept me. That is so, your lesson there would be that you have to accept yourself first. You have to accept what you are, who you are, and what you want to rock first before you can put that out to others. And then when you truly believe who you are, and what you're here to do, then passionately, compassionately, and in love and light, you can start to tell people to work, even if it's part-time in what you want to do, your life lessons, and people will accept you. because spirit will bring in the people you need, and they will fall away, the people that will not be here to serve you. So that is from the flower therapy. Then I pulled you all a card from life lessons. And maybe, I don't know, discipline. That's the life lesson card for today. I can accomplish what I set my mind to do. So, okay, I'm ADD. It's really hard sometimes when I set my mind to do something to stay on track. This card is telling you, and someone there today needs this, I can accomplish what I set my mind to do. So if you think you can't do something and want to do it, you are a wonderful, complete, fabulous soul being. You are experiencing a human life here. And yes, you can set out what you want to do. It might not be all done today, might not be done in a month from now, but have a goal. Set your goal. Understand that it takes discipline to accomplish what you want. Set your mind to it and start moving in the path to do it. Your angels, guides, and masters will, when they see that you've put your mind to it, will help you in any way. So I am going to read to you, if I can find my reading glasses here. Your soul has a goal, but it also has chosen to incarnate into a world of distraction. Earth is a dimension of obstacles and challenges. It's kind of like, you know, when I read this, it's kind of like an obstacle course. Sometimes you fall, sometimes you get up, and you are winning the race. But you have been given discipline as your birthright. It is time to remind yourself that your soul has come back to this planet to learn. This is a great opportunity to reevaluate your priorities and go about your daily tasks with a new system of managing your life. I always tell people, it is a matter of, if you want it, go for it. If you want something, don't give up on it. If you have a dream, have a goal, start living, working, breathing, and smelling the flowers, the roses, the way, the road to getting what you want. This is a life lesson. These are lessons that we learn here. This isn't a free ride, although sometimes it looks like it with some people. This is a school ground. This is Earth School. This is a great opportunity to reevaluate your priorities and go about your daily tasks with a new system of managing your life, instead of being the passive recipient of whatever comes your way. Distractions can easily get us off the work of our soul. And we give in to these apathetic impulses. If we give in, we can miss many well-placed and pre-planned teachings needed for our inherent growth. Learn that the satisfaction of a task completed is more emotionally rewarding than a task delayed. I love that. Well, that would mean, and I do counseling, that would mean don't put too many big tasks that you cannot accomplish in front of you. You can put a big, long task there, but make sure you put little tiny tasks that you know you can accomplish, which then will give you the encouragement, the self-esteem, and the wherewithal to want to continue. So an example, before I get to the phone lines, is this. So let's say, and it's a really, you know, really very minor one, but let's say that one of your goals, because now you're going to be disciplined to do it, is you want an ice cream cone on Saturday, but you're kind of on a healthy regime, and it's Wednesday. So what you would do is set a goal. On Saturday, I'm going to go get an ice cream. And so from Wednesday to Saturday, I'm going to walk 30 minutes. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to drink so many glasses of water. And I'm going to reward myself on Wednesday. So now that is a short-term goal, and it takes discipline to do it. A long-term goal would be, I want to be, here's me, I want to be the top metaphysical talk show host, like Ellen DeGeneres on mainstream TV, and I want to bring in all kinds of guests, okay? Well, I'm not on TV, so that's a long-term goal that I would set for myself. If I don't have short-term goals, then I could lose sight of that long-term goal and get discouraged. So here, that's the difference. You have to have some short-term goals that will set you, okay, short-term goal in that situation would be, I'm going to have a radio show. It's going to be 2 years in September. I've got wonderful guests. I have a fabulous audience, and I am my satisfaction is so wonderfully given to me by every show I do with anybody that listens and appreciates the show. So there would be a shorter-term goal with a long-term goal. And that's what you all need to do for discipline. Discipline yourself enough to find the goals that you want, but make sure you create short-term goals as well as long-term goals. Okay, everyone, I have just talked your ear off and mine, and I'm going to get to the phone lines. So, 310, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
Not very good. I called to give you an update and find out what's going on.
Okay. So wait. So wait a minute. Let's start from the beginning. So I know that you were, if I'm correct, you were waiting to hear about discipline on a job.
Right.
Okay. So did you hear?
Yes.
And what is the situation?
I got on the phone with HR yesterday. They called me, and while I was on the phone with them, they informed me that their FedEx gave my final check. They fired me, and as she said that, a FedEx guy showed up at my door with the final paycheck, and so they had already made the decision a couple of days prior, like almost like immediately after she spoke with me. And so at this point, I don't know what I'm going to do, because unless a miracle happens and I get another job like yesterday, I'm going to end up losing my car, my home, everything. On top of that, we got a notice in the mail from my landlord. They're bumping up our rent by $150, and I don't know how we're going to pay that. And it's just one disaster another happening, you know. So,
okay. So remember what I was talking about. I just talked to you about when things start going in a Ferris wheel. We have to get off that Ferris wheel, because everything starts to fall apart, and we've got to look at why. But first, I want to go back to the job. Yeah, and that's what was my message. I knew somebody needed that message. So,
Here's the two situations that I wanted to see what's going to happen at this point. Well, three, I wanted to find out if the guys that I work with, if they're going to back me up and try to rally and try to get the company to rehire me. Also, two, I'm going to be talking to a lawyer and filing a lawsuit for wrongful termination. And then on top of that, yesterday I went in person to two different companies to apply for a job. One of them, they make the same thing at the company that I was working at before. They're the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if either one of these jobs are going to come through, and what you see the lawsuit.
Okay, I'm going to ask my pendulum because let me ask you a question. First of all, they have to give you a reason for termination. Did they give you the reason for termination?
Yes, they did.
Okay, do you not want to say it on the air?
No, I can say it. They said because I failed to lock out and tag out a machine prior to opening the cage and going in there to fix a problem.
Okay, and were you trained to do that? Did they train you to do that?
Not properly, no, but see, I thought I was following procedure, because I was told that first of all, when you open up the cage, the machine shuts down automatically, and second of all, I was also told that you're okay to go in there without locking and tagging out if you are at a distance from any moving parts of a machine, which I was.
Okay, did you write that? Did they ask you for your explanation?
Yes, they did, and I told them that. And I said, and plus two, I did not go fully into the machine. I had only 1 foot in at the edge of the gate. And they still didn't buy that. It still wasn't enough.
Okay. Did they have a human resources? Do they have a human resources department?
And there was a human resources girl that called me, but she told me that the decision was not made by them, and it was not made by either of my managers. It was made by corporate office.
Okay.
What she told me.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So my big thing is they're showing me there was no teaching involved. So corporate needs to know that, and I would be going through human resources or sending them an email. If you're going to get a lawyer, they will. That's what the first thing will be, that you weren't trained, that you were trained to do this, and that you didn't feel you were doing anything wrong, and they wrongfully terminated you.
It wasn't just that. It was also too that even without a union, the company still have to follow some kind of procedure for dismissal, which is like verbal and written warnings, and they didn't do that. But also, too, what happened was about 2 months prior to that, there was a guy that was hired after me. He was caught red-handed by a manager, a manager of a company. He was caught red-handed going into a machine without locking, tagging out. He was suspended, like me, for a week, and then he was brought back and put on 1 year probation. And when I asked him about why him and not me, they said we treat each case differently.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I hate to say this, but I feel like there's something they're not telling you. There's something they're hiding from you, and your lawyer will be able to find it, and you'll know. And if you do get a lawyer, you'll know.
I am getting a lawyer.
Yeah, I feel like there's more to this story than one you know or two they're telling you. So for me to go into that, you know, you're going to need an attorney because they're not going to talk to you. So,
yeah, I know.
So that's what you need. The second about the job and going to the competitor. I'm going to ask this my pendulum, but my fear is this. So when you tell them that you've worked in this field, you're not going to want to say that you were let go because...
No, whenever I fill out an application for a job, I just tell them that I was laid off because it was a temp position.
Okay, so what if they check?
Well, according to state law, you can phone if you apply for a job and whatever previous employers you've had, if you've had like a lawsuit or a fallout with them, all they can say if a person calls, like if you come to me and applying for a job and I call your former employer and saying, all they can do is tell them that you worked there and your dates of employment. That's it. They cannot badmouth you. They cannot give you any specific reasons why that person was let go, if they were let go or anything like that. All they can tell is they can verify your employment, and that's it.
Can I ask you a question, Vince? Because I know that I've been an employer. So, but I've got to ask you a question. Can you get a letter from your supervisor saying that you did a good job?
I'm sure that I could get some letters from three of the leads that really liked me, that the people who were the leaders.
Okay.
Because they don't have foremen or supervisors, but they do have leads, and I can get at least a letter from each one of them saying that I did a good job and they had no problem.
If you can get those letters, and that's what I would get, I would be doing that right away. I feel, because I didn't see this, there's something they're not telling you. So if you can get these letters, especially for your lawyer's going to want them, I would believe that when you go to the competitor, because all competitors understand people who leave companies for different various reasons. And so you can then say, I was on a, you know, I worked, because I don't love lying, because lying will get you in, it, you know, because the universe will say, okay, we can't really tell the truth, but we can avoid some of the truth because he shouldn't have been let go anyway. So what you can do is you can say, listen, I worked there. I really liked working there. I, you know, they had some corporate takeovers and I want to find, you know, I left, or I was caught in a corporate takeover. So here's from my fellow people, and I would love to work for your company. I feel you'll get the job.
Okay, because there was another job that the second job that I applied for yesterday, that I would really like more than even the first one I applied for. They're called Crown Poly, and they make plastic bags, and they're
Wait, let me ask. I want to ask my pendulum before you go any further. So what is it called? What is it called?
Crown Poly.
Okay. Is Vince going to get the job at Crown Poly immediately? Okay. My pendulum never stays still, but it just stood still. So that means that they haven't made their minds up yet, which is a good thing.
Yeah. They're going to be calling people in next week for interviews. But I'm just wondering, in any given situation, do you see me being losing everything, my car and everything, and being out of work for a long time?
No, I don't see that. I didn't see that when you called me last week. So I feel like you'll be getting a position. You know, the thing is, I feel that you were wrongfully fired. So because there's something we don't know. But had we, if they were on the up and up and told you, then you wouldn't be leaving. So, or if they did what they should have done, there's something else going on here. And I don't know who's behind the scenes with this, but you shouldn't have lost that job. So because that's the truth, the universe is going to provide for you. I don't see you being out of work long. In fact, I think you're going to make some money. And I also feel like they're showing me the number three. So I feel that I know it isn't going to be 3 days, and I know it's not going to be 3 months. So I feel like in 3 weeks you'll be working.
Okay.
So I don't, or you'll be hearing of that, you know, you got the job, because I feel like they're going to be calling people in for the next week. And then they'll make their minds up. They have to interview everybody. And so what's going to happen is you're probably either they're going to tell you you got the job and you start at this date. And I feel like you might have several offers. So I would keep applying for things, because I feel there's going to be several offers coming in for you and you'll be able to pick what you want.
Okay. Yeah, because I while I was still working, I applied at a refinery, and I'm still waiting to hear from them.
I feel like you've got a lot of things in the fire, and I feel that you're going to have multiple callbacks. So, and multiple job offers. So I think you're going to have several job offers actually, and you're going to be able to pick which one you want. And I feel that by 3 weeks, we're not going to be talking about this.
I hope you're right, because I just felt that strongly that I was going to go back, and I don't know why, and it just never occurred.
Something is going on behind the scenes, honey. Something they are not telling you. And if you do get an attorney, it'll come out. So we do, and it might be that, you know, they could send you a letter that says, after review from your lawyer, after reviewing these issues, our company has now decided that your position is, you know, not going to be filled, meaning that they've, you know, they've X'd out your position or one of the positions that you work with.
Yeah, because one of my coworkers kept emailing me saying that everybody there misses me, and they're wondering what happened, and they were shocked that I even got fired, because it seems like everybody there liked me. And I have a feeling that if it was a union place, I have a feeling that they would have rallied against the company, and you know about the whole situation, that this would not have happened. Because why is it that the same situation occurred with one other guy? They gave him a year probation and brought him back, but they're not doing it with me. So you're right, there's something else going on.
Yeah, there's something else going on, and you're not going to be able to find out without an attorney. But I do feel this very strongly, Vince, that if the universe or spirit took you out of this position, and it is unfair, that you will be rewarded with a position you are really, really going to like and be much better at. I feel you were really good at what you did. Everybody liked you. But I think there's something else for you out there. Now, if I know that it's work, because I feel like you've got hobbies and interests in other places, and maybe that was what I read too, that card. You remember the card I read you about become your true self? And I feel that maybe the next position you get, you will have the time and effort and energy to do that. But I don't see you out of work. I feel the company fired you unfairly. But there's a reason, and they're not telling you. So you'll find out, and you might actually make some money from it. But I don't think you're going to be out of a job long. I would keep applying for anything you could, because I feel like there's something, and you're going to have multiple offers. You're a hard worker, and you really, really want to be liked, and you want to have a nice working environment. I feel that you like to have coworkers that are they keep showing me like the kumbaya that, you know, you like, and they like you, and you like being in a happy environment, whatever that means. But there is something out there for you. I want to tell you, don't stop looking, because I do believe they're going to be, again, they're showing me several offers, and you will be able to pick which one. And I know the next call is coming in going, okay, I've got the several offers, which one should I pick? So I feel you will.
Okay, but as far as the lawsuit goes, do you think I'm going to win it, and it'll be a fairly nice settlement? In other words, are they going to settle out of court, or are they going to try to fight it first?
Oh, no. Big corporations, it'll take you 7 years. The only way that you're
that
going
I know.
To... Yeah, if you're going to get any money, it's going to be for unfair, you know, treatment, and they'll bury it under. I do believe that you'll find out what the issue is. The only thing you can hope for is that they say and send a letter, we are sorry, we reviewed your case, and we've overturned the decision. Go see HRS, and there will be a position there for you, which I doubt. But they could say, we've terminated due to the situation that came to our attention. We have now terminated your position, meaning they're not going to hire anybody. They can get out of it that way. So, but I do feel there might be a little money, but not as much as you think. So. Your lawyer's gonna take at least 30% to 40%.
Right.
But you'll already be working, so there won't be a problem. And it would be, if anything, I'm seeing thousands versus a lot. And they might just pay it to get rid of you. But I don't know. They have something that your lawyer has to find out, and if it will help your case, they're gonna try burying it. But at least you'll know.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not going to see that money for a long time.
That I know. So I just want justice. I mean, if I felt in any way, shape, or form that they have the right to do what they did, I wouldn't even think twice about it. But I just really feel I got screwed over big time.
Oh, you're going to get justice. You're going to get justice. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
And I have a good lawyer. You think I have a good lawyer?
I do. I think he'll find out for you very quickly what is going on.
Yeah,
and
he's a really nice young black guy, and his name is Anderson, something like that. Anderson is his last name. So.
And I feel like he's going to fight for injustice, unfair conditions, and I feel he's really good at that.
Yeah.
And And they won't, and they're not going to, I feel like he'll know the right language to use with them. So I think yeah. you're good with him.
Yeah, there's a lot of the safety issues, too, involved here. So, and this
yeah.
is one of the reasons why they claim they fired me, but they have violated so many safety issues.
Well, just remember this, Vince, and this is what you need to tell your lawyer, though he should be smart enough to know this, that if they don't train you in those safety laws, and you can't, they can't prove that you were there with training, then they have not done their due diligence, and they cannot let you go for those reasons.
Right.
So make sure he knows that.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, call me back. You know, I love hearing from you, and let me know what's going on with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, Vince.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, Vince, you know, these three cards were probably actually for you. And it's probably for everybody. But I am so happy you called. You know I always like being updated. And just hang in there, my friend. 719, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
It's so nice to hear you, boys. I'm good. I don't usually get to talk to you because I usually work at this time. But my shifts are a little bit later, so you're the blessing in my morning.
Oh, I am so happy you're the blessing in my morning. Who am I speaking with and where am I speaking?
My name's Karen, and I'm calling you from Canada.
Oh, Karen. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear from you, girlfriend. I've been thinking about you since you called. So how are things going, my dear friend?
Oh, well, it's interesting. Good. Let's start with the positive. It good. I seem to be, things are pretty much at an even keel. Just in the last 2 days, I don't know if it's a full moon but I'm finding that I'm almost, how do I put it? I'm sure everybody's feeling it. It could just be the energy. It's just really just not sure. Like something is just not settled, and I feel it really strongly with my job and my marriage, and I'm trying really hard because trying is lying. We just do, right? We just do.
We just do, right?
Just something does not feel authentic, and I do not know what that is, or if it's just me.
Okay, I love your energy, so it's not just you. Second of all, the energies are really crazy right now. That Capricorn moon has laid a lot of people out. I know mediums and psychics who couldn't even get up. It is not a good energy. In fact, the Capricorn moon, it's in its detriment in Capricorn. So I can tell you that a lot of people, this is called the something moon, and I can't even remember it because I don't want to say it, but it is really, I'll tell you, I have been so angry, and I'm not an angry person, not angry like outwardly, but I'm kind of like, sure. So I'm like, what is this? And I keep clearing the house thinking it's energy in here, but I'm telling you. Something big is going on. You have, and what happens, it brings to the surface issues. Because, you know, I don't know when Saturn is going backwards in Scorpio until September. And what that means is any issues wherever Saturn falls for you that haven't been addressed are coming back, girlfriend. So you've got several issues, and one is your husband. I am going to tell you that as a counselor, I don't believe that anybody should put up with poor behavior and a behavior that makes you feel less than. But I told you the last time that I don't give up that easy because people do make mistakes. They go through hormonal issues at a certain part of their life. And in order for them to feel better about themselves, they do things that normally they wouldn't think of doing. I did want to just say that I took a look at your picture because you sent it to me. And do you remember, or, you know, when you clicked on to my, I think I saw a picture of you and your husband. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I
okay.
do.
Okay. Very beautiful couple. But I can see really, really, really well that he is going through that, which I felt anyway. But looking at the two of you, I can see it. So you've got some tough roads ahead of you, because being together, because I feel like he's the love of your life, and I feel that you're the love of his, but he has forgotten about that pathway because of hormonal issues coming up for him, which is like a midlife crisis, okay? And so I can tell you that I don't give up on people like that because I have seen what happens if you do. And the other thing I can tell you is that I wouldn't ask you to take your whole life and count on that's going to stop. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ask me what you want to ask me, because I don't feel that it just depends on how you feel as to what your next move is. But I hate to see two people who have spent so long together and look so good together and which means and could work so well together hit a bad patch, or a challenging path, and that can last 5 to 10 years. You do know that.
Yeah.
So I think he's pretty well into it. So I feel like he's maybe in the middle. I think probably they're showing me the number 5. So I don't know how long that you've been really, it's been iffy for you as far as his behavior. But I feel like he might be in the center of it. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I feel that it'll be another so many years till he actually says, hey, babe, thanks for putting up with me. I know it's been rough and hard, but, you know, let's walk into the future together. But I think it's going to be a little while. So you have your choice. Either you can force the issue and have a talk with him, and I feel you have, if I remember.
Yeah.
But I feel like that I'm listening to spirits, so just give me a second. You know what they're saying? This is crazy. But they're saying that it's not over till the fat lady sings. So I don't know what that means. But I would believe that would mean until you decide it's over. Do you know what I'm saying? Hello? I'm so sorry. I can't hear anything.
No, that's okay. What was it that they said again?
It's an expression here. It's not over till the fat lady sings. Now, I know you're not fat because I saw pictures of you. But I think what they're saying is that you keep trying and you keep trying and you keep trying till you decide that you've had enough. And I think that's what that term means. And it could be that it's not over till the fat lady sings, which means that the ball is in your court and it could turn out to be the way you really want it. But I feel he's got some really major hormonal issues going on here. Karen, for some reason I can't hear you. Karen, hello, Karen?
Hello, hi. Sorry about that. My phone dropped off. I was like, hello.
So if you heard what I said.
Yeah.
And as far as your...
Are those connections...
Go ahead.
Yeah, are those connections deep?
You mean connections that he has with others? Because I didn't use the word connections. Okay. Okay, well, guess what? Karen dropped off twice. Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry, Karen. So I'm going to continue talking to you. And if you can hear me, I don't feel that they're deep at all. I feel that these are all superficial to make himself feel better and to make himself feel younger and to make himself know he's alive. That's what I think. And is it right? No. Do I feel that you have to put up with that? No. But I don't believe on giving up. You've had a long run, and I know that you are very much in love with your husband. And I feel that he's very much in love with you. But there are issues right now that have stopped that whole situation, and it's hormonal. It's called a midlife crisis. We call it that, and I don't know if that's what you call it over there. But it means when a guy or a girl, because I have them both, decide that, you know, what is life all about? You know, they're bored and it's mundane, and all of a sudden these young people are looking at them, telling them how wonderful they are, looking with stars in their eyes, saying, you're all that. But, you know, at home, we don't do that because we've been married for 20 or 35 years and, you know, or 50 years or 10 or 15. It usually happens around 20, about 14, 7, 14, 25. And after you hit about 30, 35, you're pretty okay. That kind of dissipates. But if you're married young, you could go into that. What happens is that they think, oh my goodness, you know, they're with their wife. Kind of like it translates to, oh, I was with my mother, because you're raising kids, you're making, you know, plans, you're cooking dinner, and the other person is, ooh, they're looking sexy. They don't have those attachments to the mom issue. So it's all subconscious, and it's really into counseling, but this is what the midlife crisis is. And so they feel like a peacock. They puff their chest up. They walk around with an attitude, with the sway in their hips, and say, hey, I'm all that again. And we look at them like, get home, bring the dinner. Okay, how was your day? All right, well, this is what happened. And they don't, it's not the same because we're in the daily mix of it. Same thing with the woman that happens. Husband goes to work, doesn't tell her how beautiful she is. All of a sudden she's at the gym and now everybody's looking at her. But what they don't realize is it's temporary, very temporary, most of the time. So, yes, I do have people who get married with whoever, you know, that end up in their midlife crisis, but it's usually the same old for them. So I can tell you, and I don't want to discourage you or encourage you to do anything. It's up to you. We have free will. But if you want to hang in there, some more talks have to be done. And I really believe that you should try as much as you can till you can't try anymore. So I hope you listen, and you are my sweet girl, and I would love to hear from you again. And I hope that your day and everything else will be great. You are a fabulous artist. You are an amazing lady, even metaphysically. So just know, like, start trying to change things up a little, you know, and have a date night with your husband. Start telling him that you'd love to pick out some things for his homes and, you know, try to work together again and you know, bring some of the spark and romance back, even though I know you have tried. I would try until you can't try anymore. Bad behaviors or challenging behavior is challenging behavior. So if he is seeing someone or you feel he is doing something, that is unacceptable. And you cannot allow yourself or him to make you feel that way. So again, that's I would love to work with you. You know, I have a contact page, www.bonniealbers.com. I do Skype sessions, and I hope you all have a nice day, and I will see you Monday. Monday, it's Wake Up World with Bonnie, and it is the day before my birthday. So I hope somebody calls in and sings me happy birthday. LOL. If not, I will be doing it myself. And Ron's birthday, Ron Cole, Dr. Ron Cole here, it's his birthday too. So I will see you Monday. Have a great weekend. All be safe and be happy and have a little fun. Bye.